Igaku. My Willie's in the house. It's 959. Car drive on the streets, on the air. We are everywhere. We kicked off the third hour of the show with 24K Magic, a song by Bruno Mars. And yesterday, round about this time as well, at 16:54, I got a text from Oliver Dixon. He was like, absolutely no one plays as much Bruno Mars as you in South Africa. You love that man. Then I responded by saying, the man makes hits.
And Sandile doesn't agree.
Well, whether or not Sandile agrees, whether or not Oliver agrees, I have got this voice note which vindicates me. Listen to this.
Hello, Uncle Sizwe, aka Scatterbrain, and the rest of the Kaya gang. I would like for you to please play 24 Karat Magic. Peace out. Skrr, skrr.
You see?
Skrr, skrr.
This voice note didn't even come during the show. I was at home, chilling, and I got this voice note.
Sure.
Guess who it's from?
A niece, I'm guessing.
No.
But it's an uncle's niece.
Yeah, well, it's somebody whom we work with, and it's his daughter.
Someone who we work with.
Hey,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So they gave me a shout. And you see, unprompted even. So this matter has now been put to rest. Bruno Mars makes hits. Whether you like it or not.
He does. I mean, the numbers speak for themselves.
Yeah.
Whether we enjoy it or not.
You can just say, yeah. You can just be like, I hate him. You hate him because he's got the same afro as you. That's why.
No.
It's that fro and fro. It's that fro and fro hates. I know.
Light Michael Jackson.
I know. Light skinned afro boys are like,
if I see him, I'll hide his afro comb.
Well, I can tell you, you're taller than him, so I don't have to worry.
Wow. Okay. Guess I'm winning there, but the bank balance.
Hey, if he stands on his wallet, then he's taller than you.
How about next?
Speaking about money, have you ever paid for an app?
No.
Really?
Nope.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Why? Is it because the apps you have are free, or you just don't see the value in paying for apps?
I go for free ones, but I've got Netflix and DSTV, and my friends pay for those apps.
Yeah, now me my Netflix account. I use Anela's Netflix account.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't play around.
You can't pay 199.
No, it's not that I can't. I can. Yeah. You know I can. Why would I want to? I've got a free Netflix account.
Mm. Wow.
And my girlfriend's got a Netflix account. I can use hers. Yeah. Oh, I don't play for those things.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But I do pay for apps. In fact, there's like a VPN that's due now. I think that's like $1,300 or whatever.
You?
No, it's going to be $1,600 now because it's like $100. So yeah, I do. I genuinely do pay. We've got a colleague that I'm not going to mention who got on a dating app and she thought she was just going to do the trial thing for 3 months and by then she'll have met the guy and then she forgot to deactivate. Ah, then the debit went off.
Was it worth it?
I don't know. She's still single. So I guess not.
Clearly not.
And I think that's how they get you with those free ones. They want you to forget. So whenever I sign up and it says it's a free trial, but they want my credit card, I'm like, no.
Yeah.
It's either free or it's not. Why am I giving my credit card?
There's an app that I have. It's called Sign Easy. So like to sign documents digitally, I pay for that. That one is amazing.
Okay.
Yeah. Because, I mean, literally... So put it this way, I haven't been to the Viacom office in like maybe 2 years.
Yeah.
So since COVID happened, I just have never walked back in. But if ever I need to sign anything, I just sign the documents digitally and I send them through and so far so good.
But there's ways around that now, especially on your phone.
Not the finger, come on.
No, man. Like a signature.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's many ways. You can also have your signature preloaded, your electronic signature loaded.
Yes, but you need an app for that. Because
PDFs, there's even free sites.
So basically this
at
this
worst you take a JPEG and you just paste it onto. But I'm telling you, there's ways around it. That's how cheap I am. I'm like, why must I buy
the JPEG is whack, man. Because first of all, that's not really a signature. When you take the JPEG, it's a picture. So you know where they go sign a document? Yeah. You can see where somebody's... you see, it doesn't look... That's not the
but
way.
But on my phone, because I've got the Note 10.
Let me show you the signature
it
I'm talking about.
It does the job.
No, I mean, I've got a real signature. No jokes.
You know?
I JPEG. You know what I mean? JPEG. You're trying to get JPEG. But anyway, while I look for it, what app have you paid for then?
Not many. I don't like paying for apps because I'm like, you can always find a free version of something, even if it has a watermark. I don't mind making a small video with a watermark. That's fine.
Yeah.
But when you mentioned VPN, I do have a VPN. And so that one's is coming off. But it's sneaky. They're trying to make us pay for a lot of things. I know Microsoft, I brought a new laptop in December, bought Word and all those things. Now they're making us pay like monthly subscriptions. Mm. I wanted to get Adobe. You can't now buy Adobe once off. You need to now have a subscription. So every month, they're coming at your bank account.
Okay, we see the signature.
You see now, this is real
C. But C's, you could do that. So my phone, you can sign stuff on my phone and you just put it on whatever document and that is free. It comes with the phone.
Yes,
Android,
you can. But then, I know you can, but then what do you use? Have you got a stylist to sign?
I don't want a stylist. Wow.
So what do you use? You use your finger, right?
Yeah, you just sign on the phone.
So now the signature with the finger. When does that look like a signature?
I have a pen. My phone has a pen.
So it does have a stylist.
Was that what you mean?
Yes.
I'm like, what's a stylist? Someone who makes sure that your signature is fancy? I'm like, what are you talking about?
No, the pen is a stylist. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I got a stylist.
Ach, fun now, I said, man. Do you pay for games?
No.
Really?
No, online, on here.
No, like your PSP
games. Yeah. Well, I have cartridges still. Not cartridges, discs. So my PlayStation.
Yeah?
Yeah, so I buy the games. I don't play online.
Hey,
cheapskates.
Dude.
Yeah, I'm one of them.
And I'm a cheapskate myself, but I mean apps, come on.
Nah, I think for me, the minute it says subscription, I panic. Mm. So I just move the other way.
Sandman, you're about to learn that kids are going to cost you a lot. Apparently kids, these days, kids, when they're on the app, they just start ordering all sorts of extra things. Because like a lot of these games now, you actually have to buy credit. And I've got this friend of mine, kids of his, I think they ordered like $300 worth or something.
Yeah.
And it came off his card.
So I have an old Nokia that I'm keeping because I'm a cheapskate. So
you're gonna give it to your kid?
Yeah, it's got you can't surf the net.
Oh wow.
That's it. I'm like, you try surf the net with that. Good luck.
I said, man, give us a shout. Have you paid for an app? Do you pay for apps? How do you feel about it? 086-000-959. Hit us up on WhatsApp as well. 063-688-0959.